So we are back here on Downtown for a weekly visit with men head hockey coach Ben Barr to talk a little bit of Black Bear hockey. You had a sweep this week, and it's always good to have a sweep. You want to win. There must have been some things that you thought were pretty good and some things you'd like to work on.
Yeah, any win for us in college hockey in general is difficult, you know, so we'll take two wins all, you know, anytime. That team is a good team. They play really hard. Be nice to score some, find a way to bear down and score some more goals. When, you know, the first night, I don't know what the stats were, 40 some shots, and, you know, we get one goal with 20 seconds left, you know, so the execution has to get better, no question. That's been a theme all year for us. It's, you know, goals don't come easy for us, and, you know, there's a mentality behind that, and, you know, because we're getting the chances, and it's just you know, same on Saturday, we were obviously able to get four, but, you know, you'd like to see the guys, you know, bury a few more chances when they, you know, some of these odd man rushes or in the power play or whatever. But when the effort's there, and I thought the effort was much better this week than it was the weekend before at Colgate, so I think it was a positive step.
Yeah, I was sitting actually with the parents of one of the Anchorage players, and they were impressed by the tenacity that Maine showed, and they felt, they said, gee, we were at the Lowell games, we think you guys play much harder. You're getting hard play, and like Friday when you got good goaltending, and you know, Victor didn't give any up. Does that energize the team in a good way, or do they get frustrated because they're not getting the puck in the net?
They don't get frustrated. I think sometimes we do,
yeah.
You know, as coaches, and that's our team feeds off the energy that they play with, whether that's finishing a hit or a back check and you strip a guy, or D skates us out of our zone on a breakout, one-man breakout or something. Those are the things that we, you know, we really emphasize, because when you do those things consistently, you give yourself a chance to win. And you know, and for the most part this season, we've done that pretty consistently. Haven't always translated those into the results that that, you know, we all want. But yeah, I think as time goes on and as players get more confident in what they're doing, as our program continues to, you know, hopefully elevate the standards of which what is acceptable and what isn't, I think those numbers eventually change, you know, and we've seen positive change this year. Obviously, this last 16 games of Hockey East is going to be extremely difficult. I'm excited to see, you know, if we can rise up to the challenge. I feel like we can, because I think that we have a lot of care in that room. The guys really, really care about what we're trying to do, and that's a really good feeling as a staff and as a coach.
And I also was wondering, you know, when you don't have 12 forwards that people fear, right? I've noticed Linden gets the puck and there are two guys on him. Donovan gets the puck and they're trying to get two guys on him. Ben gets the puck, they're trying to get two guys on him. Were they playing sort of man-to-man sometimes? Anchorage, it looked like they were pointing, you know, him, me, you know, you.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, when we play well, you know, a good gauge of our team is how long we have the puck in the offensive zone. That's for any team. But when we're playing well, we spend a lot of time in the offensive zone. Doesn't mean we always score.
You were there a lot Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think both nights there were extended periods. And, you know, for the last 4 to 6 games before break, we were really doing that to most teams we played. And so when you do that, you know, obviously that just wears the other team down. So, you know, it's hard to stay this far away from your guy all the time, right? It's easy just to go back to the net, let the team, you know, stay on the outside, and then you have to find ways to, you know, to kind of get inside the scoring area. And that's, and whether that's getting to the puck to the point, shot, rebound, tip, that kind of stuff. So, you know, when we're playing well, I think you see that. You see teams that are trying to find who's got who, because they all just kind of collapse back to the net and protect the net front so we don't score. So I think maybe that was a little bit of what you were seeing there.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other, you know, the other challenge is getting it off the perimeter and getting it to the scoring area. It might feel like you're doing a lot of good stuff, and you are, by possessing the puck, but, you know, how do you create grade A scoring chances from that?
I have noticed that a very positive thing, I think, those of us in the cheap seats is that the DR trying to take the puck out of the zone more, and not try to just chip it up the boards all the time and guys skating it out. You've got a lot of young defensemen. Are you finding that they're progressing pretty much the way you'd hoped?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Victor's been obviously strong so far this year, and then our D, like, you, my experience in college hockey has been you build your team from your goalie to your defenseman to your, I was a forward, I told our guys this last week, so I can say this, like, forwards are very replaceable, you know, and it doesn't matter how good your forwards are if you don't have D that can get the puck to them, and if you can't keep the puck out of your net. So we play 4 or 5 freshman defensemen every night. That's an extremely challenging thing to do. I think for the most part, those guys have been given a great opportunity and they've really thrived in it. Maybe a little quicker than we thought. So that's a really good foundation for us to build with going forward. Yeah,
they seem confident, which is has really been fun to watch. Special teams, been a while since you got a power play goal, but in general, except for, you know, I think it was only one short, one only gave up one on the power play, I think, over the weekend. It looks like they're getting movement, they're getting in the right place. What's the key to getting it behind the goaltender?
Very similar to 5-on-5 for us. You know, like, we can do 4 or 5 good things, and then when it comes time to put the puck in the net, we don't do it. And, you know, that's a mentality that we have to change. It's not, you know, we don't have, we all know who the players, the 5 to 10 players that come to college hockey every year. We don't have the one or two of those guys that, you know, is gonna, you can count on a score every single night. You know, like, we have to create that.
Yeah.
And I really like our players. We need some of our, especially up front, some of those guys to take a step and become, you know, high-end college hockey players. And, you know, like, it's a challenge to, you know, to develop that and convince guys of that sometimes. Yeah. You know, usually that's a little bit of swagger that those guys have before they get here. Like, you know, whether, you know, you can go back years and see, you know, remember who those guys are. So, but I will take any one of our players right now as far as their work ethic. And now, you know, they are going to have to take it on themselves to be like, okay, I'm not just going to be happy with getting this 2-on-1 and shooting it 5 feet over the net. It's,
right.
You know, we're going to do something with a purpose here. I'm going to take the puck to the back post rather than going short side and trying to make a rinky-dink move on the goalie. Like, those type of things that, you know, that ruthless mentality that goal scorers have, where, like, they're not going to be denied, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to develop that here with our team. You take a guy like Lyndon, like, he has the puck all the time, you know, and he's a tremendous player. He works hard. He cares. He's a guy that, you know, I think he's been a really good player for a while. He has another step he can get to, you know, as does Benny Poisson, as does Nolan Renwick. And, you know, that's our challenge for, you know, convincing those guys, hey, you guys should be really have a whole other level you can reach. And I think they believe it, and they're tremendous kids and really hardworking guys. And that's what we're trying to help them along with the development process.
Yeah, and I really like these young freshman forwards. I mean, yeah, they make mistakes, but boy, some of them got some skill, and it's really good to see.
Yeah.
So this weekend you've got Lowell coming to town. They're up and down, but they're always a solid team. What's the thing about them that makes them what they are, I guess?
It's their standards and their culture, you know. Like, Norm is, you know, one of the best, if not the best, coaches in college hockey. He has been for a really long time. He gets the most out of his team every single year. And, you know, they always are playing their best hockey as the season goes along. They're extremely detailed, extremely structured. They're always very physical and strong.
Yeah.
They take care of all the things away from the ice to give them a chance to win on the ice every night. So it's going to be a great challenge for our guys to see if we can, you know, match the level of detail that they play with. You know, if we do, I think we, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, obviously playing a program like Lowell is a great challenge for us to get back into Hockey East the rest of the way here.
Well, that's great. And as always, thank you for your time and look forward to speaking to you again next week, and have a great weekend. I'll be there.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you.